Big green noxious cloud brings stations offline.
Skullduggery afoot as someone interferes in factions.
Mugs? They're still delivering mugs? How quaint.
P-Waff goes splat.
Get rich quick as Vista Genomics misses the point.
It's all a flaming mess over there. Wouldn't you rather be here?
First this evening, we bring you news from the other galaxy. The one with the incoming super swirly speedy suddenly stopping space Stargoid things. Well, one of them stopped, then flatulated loudly, which destroyed a few stations. Yes, there's a big green cloud out there in space labelled Tyrannis, and pilots have scrambled to work out who is responsible for the almighty stench and the skid marks left on the galaxy map. There are reports that Thargoids are attempting to escape the big cloud by docking at nearby starports, and when refused docking, attempting to carve them open to hide within. They've also developed a new strategy. Not content with grabbing passing ships as they jump between systems and ambush them, they've taken to following them in supercruise and using technology copied from old whaling ships, harpoon them, drag them out of supercruise, and yell the Thargoid equivalent of "Whoever smelt it, dealt it." Which, of course, in Thargoid, causes your ship's computer to shut down in panic and potentially void atmosphere in the cockpit in case of caustic clouds. There are rumours that shipboard systems are listing a mysterious caustic sink in the synthesis panel, but at this stage, we believe that's the blueprint for floor mapping Guy's plan of attack for Cubicle 3 and involves dynamite, acid, and probably high-powered lasers. We understand that people attempting to enter the big space fart are being repelled by a force field if they get too close to the centre, though to get that far you'd have had to stick a peg on your nose and be wearing corrosion-proof everything. There are also rumours of strange ships that appear to be propelled by big blasts of flatulence in the cloud. Whether it's a method of propulsion or the reaction to the noxious gases surrounding them is anyone's guess. But don't get too close, as they appear to react rather violently if you get too near. Universal Cartographics broke out the sensors this week, and pilots will find that systems affected by the unceremonious dumping of Thargoid bio-waste into space have a big stylized skull on them. A bit like those bottles you keep under the sink. And a big do not enter cross if they think you really should be steering clear. This was just one Stargoid. We suspect that they were the first to stop as they were busting. But with two more today and five more to come, we're worried that more systems will feel the full force of a Thargoid fart sometime soon, and pilots will be required to stop it spreading. Anyone got a space cork?
In unrelated, but possibly actually related, news, minor factions throughout the galaxy awoke yesterday to the news that instead of sitting pretty in charge of their systems, they'd done a full Rumpelstiltskin, pricked their fingers, and fallen asleep for four whole days. In those intervening days, system influences across the galaxy have plummeted by an average of 30%, taking leading factions down into single figures and leaving them with the potential of many weeks of back-to-back wars to get back where they started. What's more, local news reports are showing that whilst they've been slumbering, they've entered and exited wars, elections, conflicts, all of which are showing a bit like the UK-USA football is a boring draw. For those of you from the American part of the galaxy, football is played with a round ball and involves falling over a lot and shouting at the referee. You might know it as soccer ball. Anyway, faction influences are all over the shop. More on Hutton Space later in this broadcast, but there is already a lot of finger pointing. Depending on whether you're left or right-handed, it's either pointing firmly at Tharg and suggesting that he's put the kibosh on the most active player group factions in the galaxy by knackering their systems and distracting them from fighting him. The other finger This pointing at the Pilots Federation, who have been accused of black ops and knowing more than they are saying. As they've been secretly inserting rescue factions throughout the bubble at strategic locations, giving him all the influence so that when Targ's other seven big green space farts arrive, they can throw a switch and use him to boot out the more truculent of factions. And that means us, yes. Under the guise of, it's oil for your own protection. Scientists connected with Canon have attempted to plot the locations of these influence drops scattered as they are throughout the galaxy. But their conclusion? The Pilots Federation say they've got it all in hand. But I say we're doomed. Doomed! Anyway, I'll see you in Colonia.
Too hot, too messy, the Hutton-led initiative to deliver Hutton mugs and Centauri Megajin to every single station in the galaxy has now been going for a whole 17 weeks. That's 4 months, a third of a year, or a bit over 2 dog years. I say Hutton-led, which is, of course, but only a third of commanders taking part are in the Hutton Orbital Trucker Squadron. This week, commanders have collectively passed the 40,000 deliveries mark. Delivery numbers have steadied at around 1,800 over the last couple of weeks, which has been better than of late. They look a bit down this week as we lost half a day and folks have been doing, well, other stuff. Still, we've upped our deliveries, so up yours too. After all, there's bugger all else going on in the bubble, so load up and get mugging. Two more commanders joined the effort this week, taking the total to 239 pilots spread across 78 squadrons. And of course, more are always welcome. Naturally, Hutton are blazing away at the head of the squadron leaderboard, delivering a collective tally of 16,600 deliveries. The Winged Hussars are in second with over 2,100 muggies, and the Paladins are still holding third with over 1,400. Honorary mentions this week go to Commander Border Reaver, who oddly is alone in his squadron, the Order of 12, and is in 11th overall in squadron table, and Commander Jintosh, again from a single commander squadron, Guardian's Voice, which is in 7th overall. Both of those are in the mid-500s of deliveries. That guy Chix is still out in front with over 3,400 muggins and gin delivered. Some say that he's been fettling some 4-inch guns this week. However, he's been chased down by Wallet 81 and Nem, who are still swapping second and third place like a time-lapse game of Pass the Parcel. This week, Nem is slightly ahead in the 2600s, but there's nothing much in it. Infinite Dreamer is fourth on 1380, Commander Mouse 8287, hasn't moved for several weeks in 5th, and LDSK and Poperap in 6th and 7th are the only other commanders that have passed the 1,000 mark. We know all this, of course, because it's tracked by the Oracle that is the Hutton Helper and updated live on the Too Hot Too Messy event page at hot.forthemug.com/hotmess2. Apart from the sheer mug delivering glory alone, there is an additional incentive in the form of a chance to win a real world handle the right way up Velcro magnet and suction free mods preventing Hutton mug that you can fill with tea, gin or whatever you like as you happily take a Hutton mug to where no Hutton mug has gone before. Any commander that delivers 10 mugs in a week will be entered into that week's draw to win a real Hutton mug. Unless you already have one, of course, in which case you'll already have been immunised against mods. 16 commanders have accomplished this so far, and you can see a little golden mug next to their names in the top commanders table. So keep listening for this week's winner, which will be announced in the banter bit after the news. How do I join in the fun, I hear you ask? First, you need to sign up by downloading the Hutton Helper from hot.forthemug.com/download. where your mug and gin deliveries will be automatically registered for you by Entarius's abacus-wielding hamsters.
Outside reporter, spokesperson in transit for the Pilots Federation and all-round sparkly pink person, Sally has been the victim of her own attention to detail in the last few days. A message was received at Hutton HQ from Sal with her own rather plaintive outside broadcast report. Following the events of yesterday, things have naturally been rather heated within the galaxy, assisting commanders and carrying out duties to support from all sides on the monumental update effort. In a hurry to get some clarity and confirmation for our fellow commanders, I decided to stay, to not take the workship, but take Pink Wafer, because I was entirely running out of precious time. For the commanders, we went. So I pulled up closely inspect the new guide panel on ship, pushing my face at it and concentrating a little too hard, perhaps, to notice that Pink Wafer was screaming. Alas, my concentration was too narrow and poor Pink Wafer buckled under a perilous blast of EMP and later darkness. We lasted about a second and a bit, I'd say. And now, I'm now sat sulking in Perga Base, waiting to hear from the ship dock. So it appears that the guys have their own version of EDSM, and what's more, there are decals and stickers allocated to their pilots. This one, well, I Twatted Sally appears to be the closest translation. The rotters. Get well soon, and don't forget, when it comes to the PWAF, we have the technology. We can rebuild her better, stronger, faster, and if that fails, there's always the insurance. We reached out to the Mirrorverse, Sally, for comments on her also pink and sparkly quantum entanglement like linked twin, but she was far too busy in her midnight black PWAF at a rest site challenging the police to a fight and robbing things.
Get-rich-quick schemes are 10 a penny in the galaxy. First there was the seeking weapons, then the Robigo run, then there was the missing decimal point in the void opals. But there is now, as a result of yet another moving point, a new way to make you richer than your wildest dreams. And this one comes courtesy of Vista Genomics. It had been pointed out that for explorers out in deep space, there was very little reward. Yeah, so finding another space loofah, or glow-in-the-dark giant drain cleaner, or even those little pumpkins with suggestive shapes, is quite exciting. But when returning to your carrier or a nearby station netted you a few credits, it wasn't exactly a great way to earn a living. So, Vista looked into their coffers and decided that tromping around a planet's surface until you step on some near-invisible bacteria before scooping it into your Dysonator should earn you enough to run in the expensive carrier you drop it all off in. They decided to boost the payout by a percentage. The problem is that the work experience lad that they gave the calculator to didn't know how to work the percentage button, and instead, for want of a better symbol on the keypad, mashed the big X and multiplied everything. Now, the scrapings from the bottom of your coffee cup are worth hundreds of thousands. The sludge from the U-bend in your kitchen sink will make you an instant millionaire, and, well, if you find a new colour of space loofah that no one has ever seen before, you can probably buy a whole planet. Then, of course, cash it in on the big green crumpet trees growing on the surface. We won't mention what a picture of a big pair of space melons gets. There are specialist websites for those kinds of things and a very discerning audience. Anyway, there are rumours that the Pilots Federation are up in arms about the whole situation and are demanding that Vista Genomics dial things back a notch before they go bankrupt. And with science being needed to solve the current Thargoid incursion, they just can't afford to have Canon Interstellar as the only boffins in the galaxy.
Things were calming down nicely in Hutton Space last week. More blue spots were appearing on the Situation Threat Display Master Control Panel, and by midweek, there were no adverse states at all, right across Hutton Space. Everything was quiet, all systems were blue, nothing pending, no concerns, no worries, Then last night, fuck! Double fuck! Trip! I'm quickly running out of fucks, you know? Anyway, more on those stories coming up. Identifying the bottom of the heap this week is more a matter of definition than observation. The usual suspect, Barnard Starr, wasn't floundering about in the 30s as usual, but we never thought we'd be looking down the table in single figures. 7.7%, a new low. Then, an hour ago, boink, Barnard Starr's back to 38. Of course, as we've learned earlier in the news, the arrival of the first Stargoid has triggered a brown alert moment in the BGS hamster population, causing half of them to make lemming-like to Beagle Point, half of them to bolt to Colonia, and the other half to hide somewhere that they can improve upon their grasp of fraction. Yes, folks, the systems are a little balked at the moment. It's almost like someone's had a quasi-brain fart, single-handedly come up with some ridiculous plan, crashed the galaxy, then been dragged away from the controls by the folks who'd wish they'd kept a better eye on them in the first place. This setback has come at a very inconvenient moment for a BGS report, as things are uncertain and will no doubt change. I could, of course, say, we're doomed, all doomed, I tell you, or endlessly speculate. Instead, let's put our faith in St. Dav and let him exercise his influence over the, well, influence, and see where the cards fall at the next tick. As I speak, order is being returned to the galaxy. Apart from having lousy numbers, there's nothing bad going on in any systems we care about. So sit tight, have a number of fresh flight suits available, and above all, don't panic. Enjoy the ride and appreciate the galaxy has a bit more colour in it, mostly green. At the overachieving end of the Hutton systems table, we have only one system above 60% and just above. So thank the BGS gremlins for small mercies. Last week, Hutton won the expansion war into Minge Cut by 2 days to none, so whilst not quite emphatic, a win is a win. Much better than a close shave, and we're in to stay. So get to it, get to know it, and boost the system until Hutton controls it. Priorities this week are, if you want to truck something, practice evacuating folks who don't like cooking from stations under attack. If you want to shoot something, dare I say it, brush up on your anti-Xeno skills. Good job that isn't anti-Zuno skills, as you'd be dead meat. Nobody wants that.
And that's it from us in the Mirrorverse. I'm off to boss a combat zone in my favourite ship, the Ferdinand. But you can all step into the big glowing oval in the corner of the studio and get back to the real universe. Say hi to Gluttony Fang for me, he's my hero.